Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teaching, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
In the very presence of the Lord, so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
to welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Berry.
Good evening, Kingdom family. God bless you. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Berry, and I'm so excited that you're here tonight on our broadcast. We want to thank you very much for tuning in, and we have an awesome show lined up for you tonight. We're in our relationship series, and we have begun to talk about the reflections of love and how love is supposed to look, amen? And we see that there are a lot of issues that are going on that will cause individuals to have some failures in their relationship. So on tonight, we're going to take a look at a few things. Tonight, we're going to begin to talk about when the melody of love has gone out of a relationship. Amen? And so tonight, I want you to grab your pen, grab your paper, get ready. We're going to have some awesome things tonight. And just want you to know that this is more geared to relationships, marriages, and those who are preparing for a relationship. This actually is for you tonight. And we do have other types of teachings that we have, but tonight we want to talk to those who are in relationships. And so that's why we're here tonight, and we're going to get right into our broadcast. All right, and we also, just a little while later, we will actually have our Periscope family to join in. But right now, since you are the guys that came on with us, we want you to get the best part of it tonight. And so on tonight, you'll be the first ones to receive the information that we have. And we're excited about what God is going to do tonight. All right, so let's get started. Let's dive right in. The first thing I want to say is never let a problem to be solved become more than a person to be loved. This is by Barbara Johnson. And you know what? When I really begin to look at that, sometimes you will take so much emphasis and place it on the problem instead of placing it on the one who's able to solve the problem, who is God. And also you forget about loving the one that God has in your life. So I want to just tell you tonight to make sure that you're putting your focus on loving your mate, loving the one that God has sent you, versus worrying about a problem that can be solved. Listen, every problem, every situation can be solved. You're going to have to decide that you want to be in this relationship so that the relationship can be solved. Amen? And so also, I wanted to turn your attention to Song of Solomon 3 and 4. Now, in Song of Solomon 3 and 4, it says, I have found the one whom my soul loves. Amen? I have found the one whom my soul loves. When you find that person that you love unconditionally, your soul loves them, amen, and you're able to go on. Now, your first love, for those of you who are in the Lord, your first love is God, and then it will be your mate, amen? And so tonight we're going to really take a look at this. We're going to take a look at the relationship issues, and we're going to really challenge you tonight to make the necessary changes so that your relationship can go to the next level. Now, this is my quote here. There is a love that seems to be beating in harmony with the melody of bliss. There is a love that is so great that it's in harmony, that it is flowing just where it needs to be. Now, everyone has thoughts of finding that special person, that special love, that is going to literally sweep them off of their feet. They desire someone that they can keep the fire flowing in their relationship because they have found that special one. You know what? I think about this all the time. When you find the one, that right one for you, you will find that this person is so awesome that they give you a special feeling in your heart, and there's a harmony that goes with that. There's a rhythm of love that takes place between the two people, all right? When you finally found that special love that lights your fire and that gives you that desire to continue to go on, it makes your heart beat in a particular way. The thoughts of them plague your mind all day long. You're in love with this person. But somewhere along the line, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the fact that somewhere, down the line, you have become distant lovers. What does that mean?
Everything has started to down, to just, you know, to crumble. Everything has started to come down, and this is what we're going to talk about tonight, when a relationship has turned for the worse, all right? And we're going to tell you how to bring it back, and we're also going to talk about some of the causes that happened. So my thing is tonight, what happened to the love song in my heart that caused me to love, okay? So that's one of the things we're going to look at tonight. And also, I want to talk about what happened to the love that we once shared, the love that used to be a perfect example of what true love looks like. Now, have you ever had anybody that told you, man, you are the perfect couple, and they just don't know that you have some issues going on, you have some pains, but you've made it through those things, amen? So they're telling you that you have the perfect relationship. In their eyesight, you have something that they desire, and they're trying to find out how to make it to the place in which you're trying to get to. Well, they can if you begin to work on you, all right? So what is it really that's happening in the relationship? Now, some of you might be saying, my marriage is perfect. My marriage is just right now. Well, maybe it is, but if it's not, we're going to talk about some things tonight that's going to challenge you to be able to take a real deep look at your relationship, and you need to begin to see what the real harmony is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be like a sweet love song. You know what? Sometimes when you begin to really listen to love songs and you listen to the words, now in relationships, a lot of people don't have those love songs because some of the love songs that they have out today can be very downgrading. It can say things that it's not supposed to say, and it doesn't feel like that passion. You don't feel like that fire is flowing in your heart, all right? So what is supposed to be going on there, okay? So the love that is felt should be like a melody of passion. This type of love is when you love somebody so much that even as the hours go by in the day, you're not even worrying about the time. The clock just seems to stand still because you're so much in love. Another thing is this type of love, and some of you might refer to this in the past. Remember when you used to look at a person and they seemed to be just everything that you needed and that everything was okay? The conversations were long. They lasted all day and all night long. Those conversations went on, oh my goodness, they went on so long. Everybody was like, man, this is so awesome. Look at how we are actually being able to have this conversation. Another thing that I want you to know is that there's also a type of love that even when you speak, you can't get the words out of your mouth. You're just like, oh, my goodness, this love is so good. Oh, my goodness. So every time you think about the person, you just smile. You have this beautiful smile on your face. You have this glow. And, you know, it just seems like nothing they say to you is bad. Everything is good. But what happened? What happened to that love? My goodness. What happened to that love that every time you seem to be around each other, it seemed to be like you were in the right company? What happened to that love? My goodness. What happened to the love that when you were together, it felt like you were the king or queen of the world and the world belonged to you? My goodness. What happened to the love, that true love that made you feel helpless like a baby, like you just wanted to be helpless, you couldn't help yourself, you're so much in love? What happened to that love? Many individuals are looking for relationships where there's a mate that is able to nurture their needs. This mate is able to take care of the needs with affection, emotional, physical support. My goodness, sometimes they're able to get just anything that they ask for. This is the type of thing that's happening. You know what? That kind of love, you know, when it says satisfaction guarantee, my goodness, where is that satisfaction guarantee type of love? You might have been looking for it a long time, and now you find that you need to really begin to look inside of your heart and find that love and find that passion once again. After the melody is gone, the tenderness is gone out of the window. They no longer try to be tender to you. First of all, there were some things in the beginning that probably were not right as well, but it was hidden and you could not see it because you just desire love so much, all right? And then the next thing you see that there's a decline in compassion, where people used to say, you know, if it's a male or female, they say, go get it yourself. You know, now they're saying go get it yourself. But at first, yes, I'll go get you some water. I'll run your bath water. I'll take care of you. But now it's like go get it yourself. There's no more sensitivity. There's no longer a desire there. The individuals have become apart and distant. What happened to that love? I know you guys are really wanting to hear that tonight. What happened? What caused us to get here? What caused you to get to the place where now you're seeking that love that you once had? All right? One of the things that happened is, number one, go ahead, write down number one for me tonight, and we're going to get into this tonight because it's so awesome, awesome, awesome tonight. So what happened to the love that caused, my God, the melody to halt? What happened? What happened? You know what? Amen. Something happened that caused the melody to halt in the relationship. And the first thing that I want to tell you that happened, number one, letting others come between the love. Come on here. You have people who you have allowed to come into the relationship, and now the love is missing. So you have to decide, when you get into a relationship, you have to decide that you're going to make the relationship work and that you're going to do what it takes to keep that love flowing. Do not allow individuals to come in between you and your mate. So you're wondering, you're saying, my goodness, we used to have this chemistry together. We used to have this harmony together. We used to have this flow together. But now that flow is missing. What happened to the love? Amen. Here it is. Another thing that comes in, those meddling in-laws. Sometimes you can allow the melody, the in-laws to come in. Those in-laws come in and they try to tell you how the house is supposed to run. And you might even have a mother-in-law or a father-in-law that tell you, this is the spot that I used to have. But listen, even in the Word of God, it tells you to leave and to cleave to your own mate. So you cannot allow that meddling mother-in-law to come in. You cannot allow those people to come into your relationship because you built a bond together. You are tightly knit. Come on, you are supposed to flow together. So if your mother-in-law comes in and wants to tell you that you can no longer, my God, have her spot because she thinks she has a spot, guess what? It's time for you to remove those obstacles. That meddling-in-law, whether it's a mother-in-law, a father-in-law that's telling you things that you should not even be listening to, and these people come in and they try to tell you how your relationship is supposed to go. But remember, let's go back. Remember this. That you had in your relationship something wonderful. This is what you had. You had the type of relationship that caused you to forget what you were about to say, to complete each other's sentences. And now there's somebody that's coming in trying to tell you what to do in your relationship. You need to decide tonight that you will not let anybody come in between you and your mate. Come on, glory to God. Listen, I'm telling you, I know this might sound tight for you tonight, but listen, don't let nobody come between you and somebody say, I'm not going to let nothing come between me and my boo. So if it means, amen, that I have to begin to move out of the way of those people, sometimes you got to separate yourself and stop going around those different type of people who are coming to cause problems. Another thing that happens that causes the melody of love to halt is material possession. My goodness. And you know what? You can't get me a house. You can't get me a car. You can't get me all of these things, so we don't have no more love. But wait a minute. Remember those times that you used to sit down and you used to be able to talk about the things that you were going to get together, but now because they're not able to buy you these things, they're not able to buy you that car or that house because, number one, the circumstances haven't presented themselves yet for you to be able to do that. And so now we see that some things need to change in order for that melody, that flow, to begin to come back again, all right? So be careful when you're so busy worrying about material possessions because a lot of times this is the reason why somebody will be able to come into your relationship and mess some things up. So if your spouse does not want to give you the things that you desire, then you're going and you're meeting up with somebody else and now they're telling you that they can get these things for you. But if you have a love that you said that goes all the way to the soul, then why would that even matter? Why would it even matter about those material possessions? Guess what? That can be taken from you because they showed up on the scene and they promised you a new diamond ring. Come on, you got to understand. That diamond ring doesn't mean anything if they don't have a commitment to it, if they don't have a love to it. That diamond ring doesn't mean a thing. So this is the thing that I want to tell you. Do not get caught up in material possessions. So I told you three things already. Letting others come between a love, meddling in-laws, material possessions. And here's number four, pressure from work or home. This is the thing that can cause relationships to have a big issue because, number one, if there is pressure at work and then they come home and they have a spouse that's nagging and never, ever wanting to comfort, listen, as a spouse, if your mate has had a bad day, you need to at least be the person that can listen to them. All day long, they've had people who didn't listen to them. All day long, they've had people who were around them that didn't care anything about them. But when they come home, they need to know that when they enter their domain of their home, they need to know then that guess what? Now I'm in the right place. I'm in the place that I can actually share this with my family. But then if there's pressure at work and then there's pressure at home, that makes people not want to connect. Now, if you're in a marriage, and guess what? Listen, I don't want to even much tell you, but I got to tell you tonight. Many people are in a sexless marriage. They're in a marriage where they're not connecting. And one of the reasons why they're not connecting is because they've allowed the pressures to come into their relationship, and the pressures and all of those things are more important than working on the love, working on the relationship. So now you've let some things come in that are clouding the love. It's clouding the lovemaking. There's nothing going on. Listen, I'm telling you, the kids, nobody has to worry about it because there's, guess what? There's nothing going on at all. So a lot of times people will begin to say, why should I get married? Because they're looking at people who are married that have no love life. They're looking at people who are married that does not even show any type of romance. They're looking at people who are married that's not even connecting. They're looking at people who are married who are walking around looking down and out. Listen, we need to change this thing. We need to get the melody. We need to get the harmony back in these relationships, especially in the Christian home. We need to get some things going. Now, y'all might not want to talk about this tonight because a lot of people are hiding behind the fact that, guess what, there's no lovemaking going on. They're hiding behind that. There are pastors, there are leaders. Listen, we're going to talk about this tonight. There are pastors and leaders who are not even connecting because they've let so many other things come in that they have clouded that particular part of their life. And I want to tell you tonight, you have to be very, very careful not to let everything else come before your mate. And this is the thing that we see a lot of times. There are a lot of hurting first ladies. There are a lot of hurting pastors. There's a lot of hurting pastors' wives. Why? Because the church has been given first priority in that area. There's no date night. There's no time together. Amen. And you need to make sure you're setting that up. Now, I'm going to tell you this. One thing I love when I was sitting under my apostle, Felton Williams, he said, you know what? Don't call me on Monday. My phone is not going to be on. Do not call me. That's me and my wife's day. And you know what? That's what you have to start doing. You have to make your mate feel like they're the most important thing on earth, just how they felt when you first got into the relationship. You need to make them feel like they are, especially if it's a man, you need to make the man feel like he's a man. You need to make that woman feel like she's the prettiest, most beautiful queen and that you would roll out the red carpet. I'm talking about this because this is an issue also in the body of Christ, okay? So let's not sit here tonight and act like it's not happening because I hear too many times of people saying there's nothing going on, there's no knocking boots, nothing's happening here, and when you start talking about it, they're making those little slurs like, this ain't even no problem. I don't have to worry about being pregnant. Ain't nothing going on. So in this relationship, it is supposed to be more than just about affection. It's supposed to be more than just about, you know, how sexy somebody looks or how beautiful somebody looks. It has to be where you have a harmony with each other that you know the next note. Listen, sometimes when you're in love, you can complete your mid-sentence. That's how much you need to be in tune with them so that you're able to know what the next step is and how you're supposed to make it. Another thing that happens, we talked about pressure at work and pressure at home. What kind of pressures you have at home? when you have somebody that's constantly yelling all the time, treating you like a baby instead of treating you like a man or a woman, listen, we got to get these things together. When you're having pressures at work and the coworkers and all of the things that's going on a job, and then you're coming home and you can't even talk to your mate because your mate is in your ear. And see, as a lot of times with women, a lot of times one thing that we do a lot of talk. We want to talk all the time. And a lot of times your mate not ready for that. Because, see, they have to be able to translate what we just said. So if you're talking real fast and say, baby, and they say, wait, slow down, you know, they can't have all of the different conversations going on at once. So they want you to slow down and tell them the facts, all right? So you have to be able to be that one that's able to hear and able to listen to your mate. So they're having all of these things going on, and now they have no one there to help them along. The next thing is when you have children playing against the parents. Can I tell you this? Children know how to push buttons. So a lot of times what's happening in the house is that you have children that are playing the parents against each other. They already know what buttons to push. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, this is the exact thing that happened. I found myself one day in an actual group session, and it blessed my life forever. You know what it said? That people know how to push buttons, and even children know how to push buttons. Children know how to make chaos happen in a family. Children know how to make things happen in a house so that they could get their way. Where mama and daddy is fighting, somebody's going to say yes to me when they really don't want to say yes, but they're not really paying attention to me. So the thing is, if I could get them to fuss, if I could get them to be at odds with one another, then there's not going to be anything going on but arguing. Then I could get to go where I want to go. I could get to do what I want to do. So be careful when you have children who are playing the parents. Listen, they're playing you like a fiddle. We're talking about having melody. They're playing you, come on, they're playing you like an instrument because they already know how to actually push those buttons. And even in your relationship, you should know how to light the fire of your romance, and you should know how to put a fire out. Come on, you need to choose your battles. You know some things that you don't even need to bring up because you already know that it's about to be a fire to happen in the wrong way. Come on. So if you want to have that romance and that desire in the marriage, you have to be aware of those warning signs. When the children are playing each other against each other, you need to shut that down and say, not today. That's not going to happen today. All right? The next thing is the loss of interest due to the wandering of eyes. Listen, I can't tell you enough about keeping your eyes on your prize. Come on. I can't tell you enough about that because there are so many people who are looking at other people, lusting over them, and doing all of these things, and they want guess what? They want their mate to stay while they're doing, guess what, window shopping. They're doing window shopping. They're looking at everything around. And even sometimes when they're walking with their mate, their mate can catch them out of the peripheral vision. They can see them looking at somebody else. That's ridiculous. And so you need to learn to keep your eyes on your own prize that God gave to you. So there's a loss of interest because you've been looking at some other stuff. Let's talk about that. Looking at stuff on the internet, pornography, looking at those different books, you know, and this is what happens. So then you bring in all of that stuff, and some people even bring that into their marriage. They bring those sex tapes and all of that stuff in there. That's out of order. You should not have that in there because, number one, now you're putting something in your eye gate and you have your mate desiring something, but you brought it there because you said it was okay to be there. That is out of order. So when that loss of interest comes, that's on your part because you should have never brought it into your room, okay? So you need to make sure that you have a fire and desire for your mate and your mate only and not having wandering eyes. When that stuff pop up on the internet, you need to quickly cut it off. Don't look at it because that's when that loss of interest comes because you're so busy wandering, looking at, oh, that looks good. So, you know, I was listening to something that really blessed me. There was a man that talked about how when he used to be in a store, he used to go with his wife on purpose, and he used to sit down in the chair. They call it the man chair. He used to sit down in the man chair so that he could take a look at everything that passed by. And one day God told him, I'm going to deal with you from looking at all of them other people that's walking around. He said, so when he started going, he did something different. Now, as he began to look at the young ladies, he no longer looked at their breasts. He no longer looked at their backside. He said, you know what? I wonder if they're saved. I wonder if they know Jesus. And he would just go and start having conversations with them about the Lord and try to introduce them to Christ. You need to think about that the next time that your eyes go to wondering. And you need to begin to say, you know what? I wonder if they love the Lord. I wonder if they love Jesus. Because if not, you're going to bring all of this stuff into your marriage. You're going to bring it into your relationship. And it's going to cause your marriage and your relationship to crumble. All right? This is another topic that a lot of people don't like to talk about. What happens when your mate is under the weather? Let me tell you something. When your mate is under the weather, you wait. Come on here. Don't go out here because your mate is having a health issue and you know about it. Sometimes you might not know that your mate is having a health issue, but I'm talking about if you know that your mate is having, watch this, a relationship issue because of their illness, one of the things that you need to do is make sure that you are in the waiting position, and guess what? And you're in the servant position. At that time, they need to know that you're there with them. Listen, I can't understand how is it your mate is ill and you walking around trying to go out and do all kind of stuff and never there, guess what, to help them. So if they're unable to perform the marital duties because of illness, it's your job. Listen, I don't know. I think that some people didn't take the marriage vows seriously. Didn't it not say for better or for worse? Come on here. For richer or for poorer? So come on, glory to God. Sometimes there's going to be some issues that's going to come up. One of you may lose a job. Something may happen. But you need to love them enough to work together and bring this thing together, not separate each other apart. It needs to come. There needs to be a great coming together. So there's an illness issue, but yet you have the wandering of the eyes. Now, I'm going to tell you the type of things that can be an illness issue. Sometimes men don't like to talk about it, but if they have prostate different things going on with their prostates, they may not be able to have an erection. Listen, this real stuff tonight, y'all. I know you might not want to hear it, but if I don't talk to you about it, somebody else going to talk in the wrong way. So tonight, this is for adults and men. So guess what? If you have to tell your children to get out of the room for a minute, let's be real. So they're not able to have an erection, and listen, men are embarrassed about that. If they have that type of issue, they're not going to want to talk to you about that. And a woman may also have some other issues that are going on. A lot of women have female problems, and they don't know what's really going on, but it can cause them to have a dryness, and they're not able. It could be painful for them to have sexual contact. So you need to begin to go and take a look at those health issues. Before you think that your mate is actually out there cheating, you need to be able to rule out illness. Come on. So sometimes it's not always that they're out there cheating. They might have an illness, all right? So come on here. Let's be real tonight, and let's look at the real issues. This is a real topic, and this is something that really needs to be dealt with. What if your mate is having a health issue, and you don't know it, and now you're accusing them every day about sleeping around, about being with other people? You're checking their phone. You're doing all of these kind of things. You can't find nothing because there's nothing going on but a health issue. So then you need to begin to talk to them and tell them, hey, let's be honest right here. We need to get some tests done, and we need to actually be able to check into this thing. Amen? For those of you on Periscope, come on, tap that screen. We're about to have, in a few minutes, we're going to have questions and answers. But listen, you guys got to get real about this tonight, because if not, you're going to fall in the trap like so many other people. Tap that screen, show some hard love, communicate with us what we're going to do. We're looking at your questions, and we're going to write them down. So if you have a question or a response, you can actually put it in the window. I have somebody that's monitoring the screen. All right. Or you can call in. If you're on Periscope, go ahead and call in with your question, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to bless you. It's going to bless other people, because as you call in, you will be able to hear more about it. All right. So then here we are. You're feeling like what? You're feeling like you don't even have nobody to care for you anymore. You're all by yourself. Why? Those feelings came is because, number one, there's a breakdown in communication, and there's an issue in the marriage, whether it's any one of the above or anything else, because there's totally so many different reasons why you are having these issues. So you're feeling like you don't, some people feel like, you know what, I don't have to work on this marriage. I don't have to put the work in anymore because I'm tired of going through the same thing year after year after year. But if you really want your marriage, if you really want your relationship, you need to actually begin to deal with this. Here's another thing I want to talk to you about, and it just came to me just quick. Listen. Withholding from your mate, amen, that is a form of abuse. And if you begin to look into the psychological part of it, and I'm going to tell you because somebody got quiet, don't get quiet, but if you were holding yourself, always talking about you have a headache, a backache, a stomach ache, and it's also, amen, guess what, it's also not supposed to be done as according to the word of God. But you have some people who use their sexual relationship as a tool. In other words, I'm not going to get what y'all want to do, what I say, then you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get none, in other words. So you're using your sexual relationship with your mate as a tool. If they do what you tell them to do, then you give it to them. If not, you're holding it back. You're withholding your love. Why? Because you want to have your way. Some people do it. They have control over their mate. They use their body as a controlling mechanism to their mate. Come on, let's get real. Just got real right there. All right? So why are you holding this thing over this man's or this woman like that? And then like it's some kind of bait. Let me bait you in. Now, either you're going to do what I tell you to do or you're going to be walking around looking sick because you're not going to be able to make love to me. Come on. So we have all of these things that's going on. They're using these things as tools, and it's messing up the relationship. You know, withholding money is another thing. Some people withhold money, and they say, you're not going to get no money until you do what I tell you to do. So that's a control mechanism as well. So some people are going through verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. And listen, I'm going to tell you, you know, some of the worst things is verbal abuse. Your mate always telling you how ugly, how fat, how slouchy you are, all of these things like that. And you're hearing this in a home, and it's kind of hard for a person if they're hearing all of that. Because, listen, if a person is just going to have sex with you, that's one thing. But if they're going to make love with you, there's an emotion that goes behind that. And so they're not going to be able to perform properly if you just, you know, throw them down. Your job is not supposed to be to tear your mate down, but to build your mate up. So why is this that we keep having this problem, we keep having this issue that you're degrading your mate? It's because you want control over your mate. So we need to begin to deal with those issues. That's for those of you who are really going through some of that. Amen. Now, how can you rekindle the fire in your marriage? Keep it real. Keep it fresh. All right, y'all didn't like when I just said that. Keep your love life real and keep it fresh. Now, some people are walking around, come on, don't want to bathe, don't want to clean themselves, but yet you want the fire to be rekindled in the marriage. I can't help you tonight. Hallelujah. I know you don't want to hear that, but guess what? Nobody's not going to want to touch you if you smell it. Come on, if you smelling bad, my goodness, get it right. Come on. So, you know, we have people who are getting in the bed, come on, and they're getting in the bed, and they're getting in there all smelling bad and all this kind of stuff. At least get in the bed in the right place. Y'all don't like me tonight. Hallelujah. I see y'all getting the hearts right there. Amen. But listen, I'm telling you, you have to keep your love life fresh. You have to keep your marriage fresh. Make sure that you are keeping yourself made up and that you're making yourself smell good when you're getting ready to try to be intimate with somebody. Nobody wants to, you know, a man coming in there all sweaty, just got off of work and don't want to take a bath and won't come on. Come on now, let's at least get it together, all right? The next thing I want to tell you that you're going to have to do, and we're about to get to those questions tonight. I did go a little longer than I thought, but that's all right. The next thing that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to plan weekly date nights. Now, I'm saying this again because somebody didn't get this last week. So some of the things that I'm going to tell you, it is going to be like I'm saying it again. I'm saying it again to you for a reason. How many of you heard that last week and still didn't have your date night this week? That's why I'm saying it again to you. All right? So we're talking about rekindling the fire in your marriage. We're talking about refreshing your marriage. And we're talking about being able to get that melody back into your relationship, okay? All right, the next thing I want to tell you is take out time to talk. One of the biggest things that we see, somebody said quality time. Yes, correct. One of the biggest things that we see right now, we're seeing in a relationship, is that nobody wants to talk. So we don't want to talk because, number one, we don't want to step on nobody's toes and we don't want to say something that might hurt their feelings. But you know what? If you can't be real with your mate, who can you be real with? So you have to get to the point where you're able to take out time to talk about things that's going on around you. Amen. I'm telling you, you have to do it because if not, your relationship is going to have a downfall. So make sure you're taking out time to talk. All right? Talk to one another, not yell at one another. Your mate is not your child. Your mate is not your coworker. Your mate is not an idiot on the street. Ah, y'all didn't want me to go there tonight, but I had to go there. Come on. Because sometimes we talk to our mate like they're a child. Sometimes we talk to our mate like they're an idiot on the street. Sometimes we talk to our mate like they're nothing at all to us. And so we want to make sure that we're saying the correct things to them at the proper time. All right? Here's the next thing. It's a tough question. This is something that I see every time when I'm dealing with couples. They don't want to ask the tough question. You know what? If your mate has really stopped coming and making advances at you, you need to ask the tough questions. Am I no longer attractive to you? What's going on? Are you having a health issue? You need to begin to go down the list and ask those tough questions. Don't ask open-ended questions. What am I talking about? An open-ended question is a question that you say that only you get yes or no. Okay, so when you, oh, my goodness, you got to ask open, you know, basically open-ended is going to cause you, you know what, to be able to talk. So here it is. If you just asking a person a question, they're saying yes, no, that's not a conversation. You want to ask them a question that leads them into a conversation. Because if you say, well, guess what, am I no longer attracted to you anymore? No. You're going to get mad and you want to fight, but you need to ask the whole thing. What is it that has you to feel like I'm not attractive anymore? Then they have to make a statement. You see what I'm saying? So that's what you need to do. You need to get them to the point where they can make a statement to you instead of a yes and no, okay? Because if somebody just answers bluntly like that, you might even want to fight. So you don't want to, you got to ask the tough questions, and you need to make sure that they are able to receive what you're asking them. All right, so ask that tough question. Now, what happens if you cannot talk? And listen, I want to talk to my men and I want to talk to my women. Here's the biggest thing. A lot of times that when I find in counseling is that men don't want to go to counseling because they don't want nobody in their business. Come on, hallelujah. I find it all the time, and sometimes it's with the women. I don't need nobody in my business, but guess what? Your relationship falling apart. I don't need nobody. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. I don't need nobody. Yes, you do, because something's falling apart, all right? So you need to have somebody that's sitting there that's able to help you talk through your question, not somebody that's going to put your business all across town. I'm not talking about that. You will get godly, wise counsel, all right? Come on, glory to God. And as you get the godly, wise counsel, you will find that you could go, guess what? You'll be able to talk about those things as you get a wise counselor in the midst of it. But a lot of times people don't want wise counsel. They want to go get somebody, talk to their friend who's going to agree with them. How many of you just have friends that agree with everything you say? Time for you to get some new friends. All right, you go and tell your friend you did something they know you won't. And they're going to say, girl, you right. Or, man, you know you right. Now, then you need to talk to somebody that's going to say you wrong for that dude. You know what? You shouldn't have did that. You need to get somebody to be real. That's the main problem. We have so many people who are supposed to be friends to people, but they're not being real. I need you to be real with me, amen? So we need to make sure that we're finding people who can be real with us and let us know what we're doing wrong, all right? Now, I did say that we're going to get ready for our questions, all right? So for those of you who are on Periscope, are we going to do a part two? Are we going to cut it? Are we going to film? Okay, we're going to want to stay on, but listen, tap that screen while we're giving this information. Tap that screen, and we're going to go into questions and answers. If you are on Periscope, make sure you call in so that you can talk to us, and the people who are on Periscope can hear you tonight, because that's what this is all about. All right, so we are on Blog Talk Radio. The number has been placed up there. You can call in and talk to us, and we can have a conversation, okay? So she's going to go to a quick commercial, and after the commercial, then we're going to get into the rest of the broadcast. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. We are so excited. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry, and on today we have been on our relationship series, and we have been having an awesome time. I've given you a lot of information, and just for those of you who were not on the beginning portion of this, I want to tell you this, what I said in the beginning. Never let a problem be solved become more than a person to be loved. And this is by Barbara Johnson, amen. And so when she said that, it really began to open me up to know that we need to focus more on the person that we love and how to solve the problem instead of working, actually worrying so much about the problem itself, okay? And also, we also talked about that there is a love that seems to be beating in harmony with a melody of bliss. And that was my own personal one. So I wanted to tell you that tonight. All right, so tonight we're going to begin to take callers, and we're going to begin to talk to you on tonight. So if you have any questions or anything that you would like to share, press 1 to speak to the host. Do we have any callers in queue? We have some emails. And listen, for those of you who are on Periscope right now, make sure you go ahead and call in. You can call in. Go ahead and call into the broadcast so that we can talk to you. And we do have an email question. Go ahead.
We have Courtney from Texas, and Courtney just wanted to say that she was truly blessed tonight by the broadcast, that she would take some of these notes to help her in her marriage.
All right, Courtney. Well, thank you so much for being on our broadcast. I want to thank you. And I'm telling you, I have really enjoyed putting this together because there are so many people who have been, you know, actually saying, you know what, I'm looking for that special one. And then when they get that special one, it seemed like the fire just went out. So one of the things that we're here to do is to help that fire remain in the marriages and continue to be consistent in our relationship. So that's one of the reasons why we're here tonight. Now, if you're on the Periscope, you can also go ahead and type your question into the screen, and she can go ahead and move forward with that. Also, if you're on there, we would love to hear from those who are on. I mean, we have so many people who are on the broadcast tonight. Don't be shy. Call in. Press 1 to speak to the host. I mean, we have so many people on here, but a lot of times they're afraid to come on and talk. And you know what? You can talk for your friend. You don't have to actually talk for yourself, because sometimes people don't want to put their stuff out there. But, you know, they might have an issue that we can help you with tonight, and we hope that you will call in or post your information at the bottom. Okay? Do we have anybody in queue?
We have Stacy from Iowa, and Stacy says, what happens when you have truly fell out of love? How do you fall back in love with your mate?
And that was Tracy, right?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. Okay, I understand where you're at right now. And so even if you're on Periscope or if you're on Block Talk, listen, and I want to share this with you. I did get into a place in my relationship where I actually fell out of love with my mate. And one of the reasons why I felt like I wasn't having that, you know what, we always look for that satisfaction guarantee clause. I felt like I wasn't getting that satisfaction guarantee. And so I just began to say, you know what, I don't want this anymore. I don't want this relationship anymore. I love them, but it seems like I felt out of love with them. You know, it's a difference if you could love somebody because you just generally love them, but I didn't have that passionate side. I didn't have that actual love anymore in my heart. But you know one thing that I did? I went before God, and I thought about this. If God can forgive me for all of the things, because there, you know, sometimes there's issues in your relationship that may have caused you to feel the way you feel. And I actually had to tell myself, you know what, if God could forgive me, then surely I can forgive my mate. And then I also had to also say, I forgive myself from not being that wife that I should have been when I actually fell out of love. So one of the things that I did, and I actually went to a marriage retreat, and we went in different rooms. And by being in these different rooms, I got to hear things from the male's perspective. The male pastor was able to speak to us on some male issues, and it made me really think about the fact that my husband he thinks differently than I think. And so then I was able to really see that, especially when I went in with the women, and the women were able to just talk. And I say, man, they have a lot of women in here who feel the same way that I feel, but yet they're able to express it, they're able to deal with it, and that's what really helped me along the way. So it helped me to be able to say, you know what, if all of these other people are in here, so sometimes it's good to go to a group retreat, or go be around other people who may be having issues as well. And also, the thing that I did, I began to cry out to God, and I began to really say, God, if you could just repair me, whatever it is in me that's causing me not to feel that love that I used to feel, because you should still feel that love. When your mate come around, you still should feel that little bubbly, or whatever it is that your mate makes you feel, you should still feel that. But a lot of times what happens is you lose that along the way, and so you have to be able to really build that relationship back up, and so that you and your mate can find your way back to that place of love, that you can't get enough of each other, that you can't get enough of being around each other, you know, and that is an awesome, awesome place that you want to be in. All right. Do we have any other callers or emails? All right.
We just want to tell the guys that are on the line, don't be afraid to first want to speak to the host, because there are a lot of you guys on here, and it's all right to speak to the host. Ask a question.
Yes, and you know what? One of the things that I see is that in most of the time, I actually have been on some relationship soaps. Listen, I know how it feels, and they were asking questions, and I was like, should I really say this? Because there's so many people who are, like, listening, or there's so many people who may have feelings about me. But like I talked about, when you were in that group, remember this, you were in that group already, and now, as I actually, for me, when I was in that group and I found out that there were people in the group that had the same type of things that were going on that were happening in their relationship that I had actually happening. So you need to make sure that you're actually talking about it. Now, here's one that just came to me. Dealing with the fact that your mate betrayed you, and like I said last week, that can be a deal breaker. So if you have a mate that has cheated on you, that can be a real issue for some people, because some people can't recover from that. They say, you know what, I've already told you from the beginning, if you cheat on me, it's over. No means to talk. We don't need to talk. We don't need to have a conversation. We don't need to do nothing, because that's an actual deal breaker. And so when you have that kind of situation, you're going to have to decide what is most important, your relationship, staying in it, dealing with it. Or you could say, you know what, this is something that I cannot deal with. So I can't tell you what's the deal breaker for you, and you can't tell me what's the deal breaker for me. So you have to be careful even when you're counseling your friends. You know, you say, girl, if it was me, if it was me, I'd leave him. Well, you don't know, because you're not that person. So you have to allow them to go through their situation and find out what happened with them, you know, and be able to deal with it from there. And once you do that, you'll be able to make it through your relationship. You'll be strengthened. You'll be empowered. And so many great things will happen along the way. All right. Do we have any others in queue?
Yes.
And we have a call in queue. So for those of you who are on Periscope, remember to call into the number or tap the screen or give us information. Amen. Go ahead.
Caller ending in 9679. You are now on live with the host.
Wow. Well, woman of God, this is Tanya. And I can say I don't have no shame in my game, because I know that as a wife, in the beginning of my marriage, my husband and I, we were tearing each other down. And at the same token, he was doing other things as well that was tearing me down even more, as to where I was shutting down, but I wasn't being real with myself, because, well, I guess I was, because I was still trying to be a good wife. I would arrange for us to have date nights. before I turned my changed my partners in my dance, we all have a past. But anyway, I would even try to play sex games with him, try to do role play as to where I came home one night, put the truck in the garage, then knocked on the door and asked him if he can have company. And there were a lot of different things that I was trying in my marriage, trying to
I'm sorry, did we have a disconnect? Okay. Tanya, if you can, go ahead and call back in. I don't know how we got disconnected. So if you can call back in, I'm sorry, call back in, amen. Sometimes we have a disconnect. We have another caller. We have another caller in queue, so go ahead and call back, Tanya. I'm sorry about that. Amen.
Caller
ending in 6338,
you are now online with your host.
Please the Lord, Apostle Evelyn. This is Sister
Hello,
Evelyn.
God bless you.
God bless you. I've been enjoying the program. Well, I'm an ex. I used to be married, divorced and everything, but I wanted to say, too, about the marriage thing is that when you have children in the marriage, you know, and sometimes the man may step out of the marriage or something like that, and then you're really hurt. But you have to sometimes think about the children, because once you take the children from the father and you say it's over and all this, and then it's kind of hard sometimes to get a man that's going to accept your children and love them like you love them. So I would pray and try to ask God, and sometimes we don't pray, we want to cry. So I'd pray and ask God to restore and forgive my husband and try, and I did that and tried, and we still got a divorce. But being young, I listened to my dad, and he told me, he said, if he ever mess up on you, you divorce him.
Yes.
So I did what my dad had said, but guess what? My dad had a wife, and she was younger than him. And he was a little player man and liked a lot of women. And eventually she found out, but he never divorced her. I say, now, so that's why, too, even our family members, sometimes you can't listen to them telling you to leave your mate, or people saying, if I was you, I'd leave. No, if you have to stick in it and pray and raise your children, at least, and give them a chance to be raised in the house with their dad, and when they all start college or leave home, if you still feel the same way or whatever, then you could step out of the marriage. But I think it's best, because sometimes we have to sacrifice for others, you know. In Jesus' name,
yes.
God bless you. Thank you.
You said a lot right there. One thing that I do want to say is that if you work on your relationship, and one of the things, you hit it on the nail, because one of the things that I listed was that meddling in-law, so are that meddling family member. So here, your father was trying to meddle into your business, but yet your father still stayed in his relationship with the issue. And so everybody needs to know what is their stop button, you know, the thing that gets them to say, you know what, nothing else, you know, I'm not going to go through this. Everybody has to have their stop button or their off switch that they say that is enough for them. So as far as staying in a relationship and, you know, for the kids, you have to be careful with that, too, because we have some people who are in a battered relationship. And so you need to really begin to consider your health, you know. So if somebody's in a relationship where the person is being physical, like I said, you have to really begin to look at that, because children will grow up then thinking that that's the way a house is supposed to be. So having these kind of conversations out in the open, and, you know, real talk, because a lot of times Christians can't have the real talk. They can't express themselves. And so this is the reason why we're doing this tonight. So you brought up an issue that, first of all, there was a relationship problem, and your father gave you the, you know what, the okay to divorce thing, the okay to divorce talk. but yet he stayed in his relationship in spite of what was going on. And so you have to be very, very careful when you're inviting people to talk into your life or to speak into your life, because some people, listen, they just out to see you fail. And so it might have not been your father. It could have been that friend that was telling you the wrong information. So sometimes that friend that's on the outside trying to tell you what not to do with your mate, they're only doing that so they could get your mate. So you have to be careful, you know, who you're sharing your information with, because everybody is not trustworthy with your information, because those are, you know, that's some valuable information. And if it's in the hands of the wrong person, it can cause a lot of problems. So we have to be very, very careful of who we're sharing with. And then another thing, it's not good to pretend. If you're having a problem, don't pretend about it. Don't pretend, you know, everything is okay. If you have a, no, everything is not okay. We need to talk about this. Because if you keep sweeping it under the rug, it can turn out to be real bad for you and your relationship. So you cannot just hang around in a relationship that's bad just because, you know what, you want to hang in for the kids or because you need a house. That's one of the reasons why we started True Destiny of Hope Center, because we don't want people to be battered and feel like they still need to stay in a house. Come on now. Why you want to still try to stay in that house? Because, number one, you feel like you're not going to have a house if you're not in that relationship. So there are a lot of people who are staying in a battered situation, and they're in that house. They're getting beat up every day. They're getting, you know, verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, and they're getting all of these things, but they're staying it all because they feel like they have to have a place to stay. So one thing that you said right there is that, you know what, Dad told you some bad advice because he didn't own up to his own advice. So somebody that's always, you know these in-laws or these family members that always give me advice, but they don't own up to it, you have to be careful about that. So you make sure you have wise counsel and you're listening to the right people. I'm so happy that you talked tonight because, see, somebody needed to hear that part about how a family member came in and tried to stop you from having a happy life. And sometimes you start off in a relationship wrong. What about if you start off in a relationship and nobody told you how to love? That's a big thing right there. There are a lot of men that don't have a real example of how a wife should be treated because their mom was being beat every week. So they don't know how to be that loving husband. And so we in society, that's how we have a lot of dysfunction right there. And the dysfunction comes in because, guess what? Nobody wants to be real and teach nobody anymore. Everybody just ready to just let them see this false thing. I told you, they got a lot of people who relationship may look good on the outside because they're putting on a pretend thing. I've seen people sitting around acting like everything going good, and every 5 minutes they're arguing, fighting, cussing, everything else. So you cannot compare somebody else's situation to yours, but I guarantee you, if you would have had the right godly counsel in your ear, you may have made some better decisions. So I want to thank you so much for that, Evelyn, because, you know, sometimes people don't talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. But see, Prophet, is what it was. The whole truth was that she told me that when I first got married. But my marriage was verbal abuse. It got physical. And then it got, there's three of them, emotional. So I went through a lot of emotional stress, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and then also he had made children on the outside. So, but, you know, me being the mother, I stayed in the marriage about 11 years, but with about the children, and that's the reason I stayed. And then after that, I said, well, whatever I'm going through, we're going to go through together. And I eventually divorced him and raised my children, you know, on my own, and I didn't get back in a relationship. So that's what I'm saying, too, that, you know, I had to learn to love myself again. I had been so abused. Thank you, though, Prophet. God bless you.
You know what you did? You lost yourself along the way. Because see how it elevated? It went from just talking, then it got physical. So every time it just kept elevating, and that's what happens in a lot of people's lives, you know. And they don't want to be real about it, but that, you know, that it starts off with just them talking to you negatively, and then it causes an emotional strain, and it keeps going on. So I want to thank you so much for that, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for speaking out, because a lot of people get on here and don't want to talk. So we are so happy to have you here. God bless you. Thank you so much, and I hope you'll be back on next week.
Thank you. God bless you, Prophet. I enjoy it.
God bless you.
You have so much wisdom.
Amen. God bless you. All right. I think we have another call in queue. She wasn't able to get back on. All right, Tanya. I don't know if Tanya's still there, but she got disconnected. Tanya, you can call back in if you need to. All right, to my Periscope peeps, I mean, how many of you are on here? You have questions for us? Go ahead, right on with it. All right, so we can keep it moving tonight. We're about to get off in a few seconds. We want to thank you all for being on here with us. And I was go ahead and communicate with us. Tap that screen. Let us know you're still there. I see we have a lot of people who are still there just sitting. All right. So I want to ask you, if anybody's on here that's married, I want to go ahead and ask you, what is your weakest point in your relationship right now? And go ahead and type it in, and we're going to talk about that for a few moments, okay? What is your weakest point in your relationship right now? Is it not being able to talk, listening, and, you know, what is it? Is it speaking, talking, answering? What's your major issue right now? Are unable to forgive, unforgiveness? What is one of your major relationship issues? All right, we're waiting for them. If you're on, you can also call in. First one to speak to the host if you want to answer that question. All righty. Y'all sitting there, come on, talk back to us. All right, well, we want to thank God. We also have someone with us today. Candy, how have you been blessed on today? Amen. You have anything you want to share tonight before we get off? Thank you so much, Periscope. You guys are awesome. Listen, you make sure you join us tonight. It's going to be in about less than an hour and a half. We will be back on here praying the heavenlies, amen, to open, amen, glory to God, open heaven. Amen. So we're going to be back on here at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we're here tonight with Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank you all so much for listening in. Go ahead, Candy.
Amen. As usual, I'm always blessed. I just wanted to tell everyone, you know, everybody, you know, you kind of feel some people always saying, well, I don't have money. There's a lot of late night rules. You don't actually have to literally always go out. You can do something special in your home, set up a candle, do a nice dinner, be creative.
Yeah.
Do something different than what you always do. You always take her or him to a restaurant. Okay, do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, you know, if you're not a creative person, pray and ask God to give you creativity. Just spice some things up. You can do different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I always hear that whenever you say that, date night. I don't have money to go on date night every night, okay? You have candles, you have a table at home, cook some steak, do something.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just let that be the excuse of why you don't go out. I don't have any money. Okay. Do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Be different. Come out of that box that you in. Come out of that normal way of always doing the same thing over and over and over again. Do something unique with your mate.
Yes. Oh, well, this is the thing. And I said, do something you already do anyway, but
mm-hmm.
turn off all of the devices.
Yes, Lord.
This is a major thing now. We see it on Christmas. We see it on New Year's. We see it when you go out to the restaurant. Turn that cell phone off. You need to make your mate think that you are the only thing that's important. And
Amen.
You know what? When you give that time, let it be quality time just for that. Don't let nothing else come in. Don't let anybody else come in. You guys are enjoying the romantic time together, not letting anybody come in. So you have this time that you set aside for one another, and, man, you're able to really go in. And I think about this. If you know that you don't have the finances, what about a picnic in the park? You can go and do a picnic. It's getting to be springtime. You can do a picnic, bring a picnic, a blanket, and a picnic basket, you know, going in your backyard, whatever you got to do, just do it. It's time to do it and stop making up the excuses and actually do it. So we're just excited about that as well. And I'm telling you, it's been terrific being on here. Go ahead.
And I have one more thing. I know that the more you pray with your mate, the more you pray with them, the stronger the bond becomes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray with them is for him. I've only been there for you in the name of Jesus. And it hasn't always been easy, but one thing that I'm learning is that the more that I pray to him, the more that I pray to him, the more that I lift him up in prayer, the more that I spend time talking to him, I get to know him better.
Yeah.
I get to know more about him, and I always say, God, let me love him with the love of Christ. Let me look at him and see Christ. Don't let me look at him and see his flaws or things that make me mad or things that I think shouldn't be there. Let me look at him and see Christ, because if I look at him and see Christ, I will love him like I'm supposed to look at him.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we want to thank God for that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So all of those, anybody else in queue before we tune out? Because we did lose Tanya. So Tanya, if you're there, we want to let you know we're sorry about that. You can call back in. So, you know, because sometimes if they don't hear that, we will make sure we call and let them know that we lost a call. All right. So, but we thank God for everybody that's on here tonight. We thank God for you tuning in. Share this with somebody. Share with a friend, a family member that may need help with their relationship, and we will be back on next week for part four. It's been awesome. And now we're going to pray, and we're going to be off because we're going to be back on praying in a few moments. Thank you to those who are tapping that screen and showing hard love. Thank you to those who are tuning in. And I've seen a lot of people already share, which means a lot to me. If you haven't done so already on Periscope, go ahead and share with your followers so that they can actually look at it. Share the first one especially so they can look at it. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you tonight for your Holy Spirit, God. We ask you, God, to touch these marriages, touch these relationships, God. We thank you, Father, that the harmony and the melody, oh, Father God, will be restored to these relationships, God, that the love they once shared and the commitment that they once shared, God, that they will begin to work toward it, God, and that they will not fall off in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you right now for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is a God and a comforter to these marriages. We thank you, Father God, for your everlasting peace. We thank you tonight for allowing us to be on Periscope, Blog Talk, God, that people around the world are being able to hear this message, oh, Father, in its entirety. And Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you now for everything that you've done tonight and everything that you've done all of the other nights. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Until next week, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry. You have an awesome, tremendous night. God bless you.